when I got in the show or whatever, he was telling me who was going to be on it, you know, and I was like, oh, no way, you know. That's why I sent you that letter or that email or whatever, or that text. All right, let's see here. Ready to go?
Yeah, nice. Yeah, yeah.
What's going on with your boy Brady, man? Lost again today, son.
He's retiring after this year.
You think?
Yeah.
Of course he's retiring after this year. He sucks. You're not looking at Joe Burrow here, son. Joe Burrow's the man. See them Bengals today, right?
Podcasting from Cincinnati.
You're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. All the news in the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Morda.
That's right, babe. Don't be salty. Everybody saw those Bengals win today. Did you see that? Did you see that win? I felt sorry for Atlanta at some points in that game. I was like, come on, just stop it. Referees, just stop it. Put the rule in. I don't want to see this anymore. I don't want to see it anymore. Just a blowout. But we're not here to talk about that, guys. We're live. Welcome to the Ringside Reporter Show. We're here to talk about the latest boxing news. If it's related to boxing, we're going to talk about it right here. My name is Eric Lorta. I'm here with my co-host, Joe Habib. We got a great show for you today. And if you want to call, 323-870-3857. And tonight, we're going to talk about the biggest fight in boxing is dead for right now. Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford are both being babies here, and they will not fight next. They have 6 months to put this fight together. How it didn't get put together, listen, man, we'll tell you more on that later. But let's get to it. The weekend's action. Steve, the fight of the weekend that absolutely nobody saw. Mauricio Lara versus Jose San Martin. Lara won a third-round KO. Impressive, right? Against a 40-year-old son. And this was on DAZN, by the way. I believe this is the one that was on DAZN. A 40-year-old. 40-year-old. Matchroom special right there. The number 12 contender, 40-year-old. Versus it's a very 40.
Very ironic, too, because you have Eddie Hearn talking about all these fights that nobody wants to see. Well, you can add... With all the respect, you could add that one to the list.
Yeah, add that whole card.
No one cared about
list,
that. You go on Twitter, no one was tweeting out about that. You know?
You know, Aaron, Notorious VC said, DAZN has been trashed recently, at least for North American cards. Yeah, it has. It absolutely has. It's been complete garbage. Hot garbage.
It's been bad.
Hot garbage. In other news, Robert Sims versus Kenzie Morrison. Robert Sims wins a unanimous decision over Kenzie Morrison, 78-74. He did this with 8-rounder. Yeah, he pretty much dominated the fight. You know, I love the Morrisons. I love Kenzie Morrison. I love Trisha Morrison. Robert Sims, the guy he was fighting, he looked like me in the ring. You know what I mean? And that's, I mean, look, you know, I'm 49. I'm not in great shape, you know what I mean?
Give yourself more credit than that.
I got to be honest. Can I be honest for a minute? I look better than Robert Sims. I looked a ton better than Robert Sims, all right? I mean, who am I kidding here? I mean, I want to say it because I want to be funny, but the fact is it's just not true. I look so much better.
Like that. You were an Adonis.
I was gonna show you. I can't show everybody, though. You know what I mean? People, you know, they freak out. I got to wear these sleeves, you know what I mean?
I don't give men compliments that often, but, I mean, sometimes you just got to tell the truth.
I mean, listen.
When the obvious is right in front of you, you can't ignore it.
The way it is just the way it is. You know what I mean?
The way it is.
That's
reality in this world.
That guy looked like he was about 300 pounds. Easy 300, man. You know, to his credit, he was a good boxer, sharp. I tell you, the defensive skills is what threw Morrison off in this fight. The defensive skills are what threw him off, no doubt. Some guys are like that, though. Some guys are deceptive, man, because I tell you what, looking at that guy, you wouldn't have thought for a minute he could fight. No way. Harley One Forever, thank you so much, brother. He said, who day? Thumbs up for the best boxing channel on YouTube. Hey, and if you guys are interested in motorcycles or anything like that, or like this guy like takes rides to Sturgis and all these motorcycle rallies, this is like I've never heard of this kind of thing until I met this guy. Apparently, they do all kind of crazy things at these motorcycle rallies. It's like you got to go to his channel. You got to check it out, man. Harley One Forever. But, yeah, you don't want to miss it. A lot of crazy stuff. Stuff I wouldn't expect. Stuff I like. All right? All right. So those were the two fights this weekend. The drizzling garbage that was this weekend is now no more. Okay? We got some upcoming fights. We got some guys that really want to fight. Beeb, can you guess where those people are from? I'll say it again, Beeb. Can you guess where those people are from? Yes. Ohio, son. Jake Paul, son. What are you talking about? Jake Paul.
It was stumping, sorry.
From Boston.
Give me a break. Give me a break. You guys lost Brady. Your team's in shambles. Brady's down there getting left by his old lady, and he's in shambles down there too. Jake Paul versus Anderson Silva, Showtime pay-per-view. Let me tell you what. Jake Paul's from Ohio, and you know you're going to get your money's worth. You know what I mean? You know, it ain't going to be like Terrence Crawford on his pay-per-view. You're going to get your money's worth on this one, right? Le'Veon Bell, former Steeler versus Uriah Hall, four rounds cruiserweights. Uriah Hall should win that one pretty easy, but hey, what do I know? And then, of course, Jake Paul and Anderson Silva, the main event there. All right, let's talk about it here. The 28th from Italy. It's an ESPN Plus card. This has to be a Frank Warren card or whatever those cards are, whatever he's doing now. Guido Vianello versus Jay McFarlane, eight rounds heavyweights. I'm not even going to go over the drizzling. You know what? That is this card. I refuse. And let's talk about lousy fights being put on by Frank Warren. I'll tell you more about it later. But, yeah, this is the card I'm assuming is by Frank. I don't care who it's by. It's garbage. All right? I said it. That's what I did. I said it, son. It's not good. Listen, you got to take the good with the bad. All right? And I will tell you, if it's a good card, it's worth watching. This is not it. And if you think it's a good card, then invite your boys over. Invite all your friends over. Gather them around the TV, let them watch this card, and then why don't you guys talk about what they think about boxing after that, okay? Yeah, you let me know, all right? October 29th, New York on ESPN+. Vasyl Lomachenko versus Jermaine Ortiz, 12 rounds lightweights. Looks like a squash match for Lomachenko, no?
Yeah.
Kind of a squash match. Robeson Ramirez versus Jose Matias Romero, 10 rounds featherweights. Robeson, another squash match. Richard Torres Jr. versus Ahmed Hefni, six rounds heavyweights. The main event for, I don't know, maybe the third or fourth straight time. This is why I like ESPN Plus and I like ESPN, because they put the main events that people want to see on. The main event, October 29th, ESPN in New York. The co-main is Vasyl Lomachenko versus Jermaine Ortiz. Main event, Duke Reagan versus Luis LeBron. Eight rounds, featherweights. Unbelievable that they do this. I love it. This is the fight that people want to see. Nobody wants to see Vasyl Lomachenko. They want to see the up-and-comer. The guy from Cincinnati. The man of the hour, Duke Reagan. Olympian, Duke Reagan. He brings home medals, son. That's what he does. It's unbelievable. Nico Ali Walsh on the undercard versus Billy Wagner. If you guys didn't know this, I don't know who knew this and who didn't know this. Beeb, I'm 100% sure you didn't know this. Did you know Nico Walsh Ali is the grandson of Muhammad Ali?
No, cut it out. Really?
If you didn't know that, if you didn't
what?
Know that, it's true. It's very true. If you did not know that.
Wow, okay? I didn't know that.
You will hear it.
I did not know that.
50,000 times on the ESPN broadcast.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure they'll convince me of it when I'm watching live.
Right. Exactly.
I didn't know.
Exactly. We already talked about the Showtime pay-per-view. October 29 in London on DAZN. We got a chick main event here. Katie Taylor versus Karen Elizabeth Carbajal. 10 rounds for Taylor's all the undisputed lightweight title. We'll just say that.
Excited about that?
What do you think? I'll give you two guesses, but you're only going to need one. Oh, are you watching it? I don't even know if I'll watch it. I'll probably just catch the write-up on it or something like that. On the undercard, Jordan Gill versus Kiko Martinez, 12 rounds featherweights. Yeah, not a good card. Another exciting card by Matchroom.
Do you see a pattern right now that's going on with boxing? Everyone's finishing out the year
with
stay busy fights.
With just
stay busy fights. Everyone's having everyone's fighting a stay busy fight.
It's insane.
There's no marquee matchups to close out the year.
No.
Not one.
Unbelievable.
Not one.
Does nobody want to fight? I mean, really. Like, we could have, you know, you think about how many big fights we could have had.
We got nothing.
The summer could have been huge. We got nothing. Got nothing going on. And then on DAZN, October 29th in San Diego, JoJo Diaz Jr. versus William Zepeda, 12 rounds lightweights. Another, maybe. Yeah, whatever.
Stay busy.
Yeah. Another nonsense.
I like JoJo Diaz, but he's not winning that fight.
I do too. But, it's a nonsense fight. You know what I mean? Nobody cares. Nobody cares. And I could be wrong. Maybe some people care. I don't care. Just not.
The majority won't care. That's all that matters. We deal with, you know, the majority. We don't deal with the outliers. Because everyone likes to throw the outlier in there as an example.
Did you know, Beeb, I don't know if you, did you, Notorious D.C., can you like Google this real quick? He's saying that Nico Walsh Ali is Muhammad Ali's grandson. Can you Google that real quick? Because I'd want some clarification on that.
Google it real quick.
Because I've heard rumors, but I don't know.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
He's
crazy.
Fighting. I didn't even know he was like related to Ali.
No, that's amazing, man.
Wow. Jesus.
They could use that to market him, huh?
Who knew? Right. That would be an excellent marketing thing.
That would be something that they could mention during the live telecast about 50 times, man, so people could really
At least 50 to 100 times, I would say.
So people can let it sink in, right?
You know what they ought to do? They ought to have that guy, that moron, that Mark Kriegel, that guy.
Yeah.
They ought to have him do one of those stupid human interest piece where he makes people cry and he cries and everything like that, and they circle up and do their thing, and
he has a little gulp in his throat when he
right.
Does that little gulp.
Yeah, he does that little swallow thing, like he's going to cry, but he's holding it back.
Love it. I love when he does that.
Oh, yeah, he's brilliant. Brilliant.
I mean, he should get an Emmy for that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm being honest.
Unbelievable. It's insane, man. Insane. Speaking of insane, let's get to the news. Slow fight week this week. However, a big news week, so to speak, kind of. So, Beeb, let's get into it, man. Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence will not happen. At least it will not happen this year. Terrence Crawford claiming he did not want to go a whole year without fighting and that he's going to fight somebody. He said he will revisit this. He said he'll revisit this after the fight, I guess, with David Avanesian, by the way. David Avanesian. I don't know about you, but I like that fight much better than I do the Errol Spence fight. I'd much rather watch that than Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford, wouldn't you? I mean,
way more
exciting, right? I mean,
You
know, pound for pound fights where two guys are undefeated for all the unification, all the belts, and they're evenly matched. That's not even what we want to see, man. We want to see
overrated.
Yeah,
overrated.
Oh God, I want to see like the big fights,
overrated.
Like Avanesian and Crawford. You know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What is going on here? What is it? Listen, this is what I'm hearing. This is, you know, what I'm hearing from people in the know, stories I've read. Errol Spence's attorneys sent the contract back 2 weeks ago. Terrence Crawford's people sat on it. And by Terrence Crawford's people, I mean Terrence Crawford, because he has no people. He has no promoter. So he sat on it. run out the clock situation, B. He sat on this. Steve, what gives here?
The thing about it is, like you said, Terrence Crawford doesn't have the promoter. So Errol Spence and PBC are going to be the ones that are going to be, you know, facilitating all of the, you know, the logistics behind this matchup. So, I mean, the contracts are going to be coming from PBC, right?
Yeah.
So if they're not going to be accepted, then it's only one side's really going to be rejecting them, because they're the other side is the one making the offer, and the other side is the one receiving the offer. So, unless there's something wrong with the contract, or even if there is something wrong with the contract and it's not being sent back with, the amendments that Crawford and, Crawford or whoever's representing Crawford, the legal team over there, if they're not even going to send it back with the amendments or with their requirements or with their counter offer or anything like that, or counter points, if you will, then you basically have a log jam, right?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. So I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I don't know if the contract was sent over. I don't know how far along this thing actually was. Steven Espinosa seems to have believed, and he's said himself, that the fight was close several times.
Yeah.
But something has to be holding this up. And you have to suspect it has to be on Crawford's side, because, again, he's the one that is receiving the contract. He's not – it's not a co-promoted event. There's no top rank to go back and forth with. So if you're the one who doesn't have a network deal, you don't have a promotional contract, right? You're fighting on this app or whatever, supposedly paying you the highest payday of your career. So I just don't know. Maybe is he pricing himself out of the fight? Is he being difficult? I don't know, but one can only suspect that if there is going to be an issue, it has to be from his end, because, again, he's not the one that has the promoter. He is not the one making the offer.
Yeah.
He's the one, again, I repeat, he's receiving the offer. So he must not like the offer he was received if the fight isn't getting made.
Listen, he received the offer. You know what I mean? And they said, from what I read, they put everything in the offer that he wanted. They sent it back to him 2 weeks ago. Listen, you either take it or you don't take it. He didn't take it.
Yeah.
Who's at fault here?
Then there was rumors too that they weren't being specific on certain things, or things weren't being
wasn't
transparent enough for Crawford. He wanted to know, where the money's coming from and why he's getting what he's getting and this, that, and the third. I don't know. I mean, supposedly, I guess they were offering him, I believe they were offering him $9 million or $10 million, somewhere along those lines. But I'm hearing he's supposedly getting $10 million to fight David Avanesian. How that is going to happen?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what? It's not going to happen. It's not going. He's not getting $10 million to fight Avanesian.
I can't
see
it.
You can't even qualify the numbers for it, right? Look,
yeah.
I mean, how much would he have to sell to get $10
million? Yeah.
Really?
So
I mean, come on.
So I'm hearing a lot of rumors, but most of the rumors are, reflecting poorly on
that.
Crawford.
They're just that. They're rumors. I get it.
Yeah, I mean, full disclosure, this is not my title. Part of your contract gives you creative control on this Sunday show, so I have no say in how these titles get portrayed out.
You write
shows.
The show. You write the titles, Beeb.
I
show up here because it's in my contract. I'm allowed to appear. I am only to – I get paid for one day a week, son. One. And let me tell you what. One day a week, I don't do extra shows. You know why? Because I'm the big dog. They say, you know what, we want you on one time a week, and we're going to pay you handsomely.
And they give you creative control on Sunday, so I can't stop these
I can't stop these titles.
Creative much control.
You have the Hulk Hogan contract, man, when he was at WCW. That creative control. I can't stop these contracts. These friggin' goddamn titles. But yeah, I mean, I'm not going to play the blame game here, but obviously Errol Spence is the one with the leverage. We have to concede that point. Whether you're a Spence fan or a Crawford fan, Errol Spence is the one with the leverage. He has the big time. He's affiliated with the big time company. I don't want to call Heyman a promoter, but he's affiliated with PBC, who was a big time player in boxing, right? He's got three of the belts. Obviously, he has been much more successful on pay-per-view than Crawford.
Maybe he has been pretty. He's been okay. Yeah, he's been all right. Not bad numbers.
He has respectable numbers.
So he has
the leverage. Again, is Crawford being treated unfairly here? Was he given a contract? All these things I don't know, but I have to look at it from a logical standpoint. I mean, like I said, there's only one person that could actually put forth the contract, and that's the fighter who has the promoter, and hence the fighter who's attached to a network. Crawford's an island unto himself right now, so he's a free agent. We'll see how that works out for him.
Let me tell you why I don't believe that he's getting $10 million for this fight. Quick math, and again, I don't know. I haven't seen the contracts. The rumor going around is getting $10 million. I don't believe it because of a couple things here. Number one, in order to get $10 million just from pay-per-view, just to recoup that money on pay-per-view, you have to sell at $39.99 250,000 pay-per-views, okay, which I don't know that Crawford's ever done in his career. That's number one. And he fought Sean Porter on ESPN. On ESPN. Let that sink in for a minute. All right? I don't even think he got those numbers with Sean Porter. If he did, he barely reached them. Okay? You're looking at 250,000 pay-per-view buys. That equals $10 million. Now, just because you hit that number doesn't mean you get $10 million. That number gets what? Cut by 50% or 40%, Beeb? Because I don't know. It'll be an app. So they're just broadcasting it on theirs. There's got to be some, overhead or something, I would think. But even still, there's no way. You have to pay the other guy. You've got to pay, production, everybody else. Listen, it's not, I doubt. It'll sell out in Nebraska, no question. I don't think this comes close to hitting 250,000. I just don't.
Yeah. Lennox was best at saying that. I guess Crawford agreed. Again, we don't know any of this stuff. Again, this is just rumors.
Pure speculation.
The people in the chat, like I guess they're in the room or whatever. They're on the line.
I saw them in the room.
Yeah, they're part of the negotiations. So, I mean, they're saying things with 100% certainty, like they know for sure.
Right.
Oh, he's saying that, oh, well, Crawford agreed to his percentage of the pay-per-views, but he wanted to see what the pay-per-views were, and they weren't going to tell him what the pay-per-view numbers were. Again, how do you know this stuff? We don't know it.
We don't know.
So no one knows what's going on here. All we know is one guy has the promoter, one guy is attached to a network, the other guy isn't. So you have to concede the point that one guy does have the leverage. And a wise man once said in this business, quote unquote, Lou DiBella, if you have leverage, you're going to use it. He said leverage was used against him. He didn't like it, but if he was in the same position, then the other person who was using the leverage over him, he would do the same thing. So we can't hold people to standards that we wouldn't hold ourselves to. If you're in Spence's position, right, and you have the promoter, you have the network, you have the three belts, you have the better numbers, obviously you're going to want more money than Crawford. This is not going to be I don't care. If Crawford wants 50-50, he's more than welcome to negotiate that. But it's hard for Crawford to justify going 50-50 with Spence right now in the position that he's in. He doesn't have the leverage. And if that's holding up the fight, then that's a problem. If Crawford, if it's 60-40, that's fair. I mean, if that's what was presented, but again, no but team knows. But if we're all going to be objective here, is it fair to say that Spence does have the leverage here?
He absolutely has the leverage. He's got three belts. He's got better pay-per-view numbers. I believe that Terrence Crawford is probably the better fighter, okay? But you can't argue with numbers, man. And when you're talking about contracts and you're talking about money and everything like that, listen, you have to, you know, you have to acknowledge it, man. He is the more marketable guy. No question. He does more interviews. He's more, you know, he's got endorsements. It's just, it is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, what was actually reported? Because all I heard was Bud wanted transparency. I didn't know exactly what he wanted transparency about. Was it about the pay-per-view numbers?
I don't even know if it was about pay-per-view numbers or whatever.
I don't know what it was. We're not taking a stance here. All we are saying is one thing and one thing only, that Spence does have the leverage over Crawford. It's obvious.
Right.
There's always going to be two sides, and one side's going to – very rarely in business are the two sides equal. There's always one side that has a little bit more than the other. Just usually how it works.
Which is why I work one day a week. It's leverage.
Exactly. He has leverage right now because, you know, the producers like him better than me. He's a little bit more politically correct. He's a little bit more politically correct, so I have to bite the bullet.
Right.
That's why I have to put up with a lot of this stuff that I put up with. But I do it because I'm a team player. Al Heyman is the villain in this story. Again, I'm not taking a side here. I'm not taking a side. My only point is Errol Spence does have the leverage. That's it.
Absolutely.
That's my only point. And again, in any one of your everyday lives, if you have leverage, you're going to use it too. If you're going to go in and you're going to give and you want to get more money out of your boss, right, and you know you're the only person that can do your job, you're going to play hardball with your boss because you're needed, right? You're going to go for you're going to try to leverage yourself and get the most money you can for yourself when you sit down at a job interview, when you sit down and renegotiate a contract, whatever. If you're doing a mortgage, you're looking for the best interest rate for yourself. Don't expect fighters to not have that same mentality that you have in your everyday life. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Let's not have this all of a sudden this virtue signaling in the chat, man, because you're not freaking walking the walk. You're talking the talk, but you're not walking the walk in your everyday life.
So, Mello says, what was reported by Max Kellerman, and I saw this interview too, and we mentioned this like a week or so ago, was Crawford wanted to see the expenses for the event because he was supposed to get a percent of the net revenue, and they weren't willing to show him. They were going to tell him what the net revenue was, but not willing to show him the back end of it. I get it. But I hate both of these fighters right now. For not putting this fight together, for not making this fight, there's no reason for it. If the money was there, everything was there. There's no reason you two morons couldn't make this fight. None.
Yeah, see, I didn't hear anything about pay-per-view numbers. I mean, that's something that people are saying in the chat. I never heard transparency on pay-per-view numbers.
No, I didn't hear that either.
I never heard that.
No. And the other reason why I don't believe he's going to make $10 million off this fight is because it's on an app. It's not even on like a network or anything like that. It's on an app called Black Prime, BLK Prime. So I'm assuming it's Black Prime. I don't know how you pronounce it, but that's how I'm going to pronounce it, Black Prime. By the way, incidentally, the last time I checked, which is earlier today, they had about a little over 300 followers on Twitter. 300, not 300,000, 300.
Okay.
Good luck. Good luck selling that fight, right?
I like Crawford. I mean, I like Crawford a lot.
I do too.
I'm picking Crawford to win. If he does fight Spence, I would pick Crawford, right? But this is just an unfortunate situation here. And if he does want transparency, I can't fault him for that. But I just you don't have a legal team that can work this out for you. Like I just don't understand. Like,
should you be a legal team as well? You know?
Like, what if, like, don't you have people working for you that, that can work this stuff out for you is what I'm trying to say.
Get out of Nebraska already. Go get a lawyer in a good – get a good lawyer from California or New York or Cincinnati or somewhere, a big city, right?
He used to be with Cam, he used to be with Cameron Duncan. I mean, I don't think he's with him anymore. It just I just don't know what he's doing right now in it, with his career. Did he get rid of everybody? What's going on here?
What is his cousins working for him? I mean, come on.
Who's representing him right now is what I want to know. That this is becoming such an issue to get this, you know, worked out with the contracts and what have you. That's all I'm saying.
Christopher Germain says, why diss him for a fight on an app? Because nobody's going to see it.
Again, we're
again,
speaking,
nobody's going to see it. Should have looked to put this on like ESPN or a channel – like a local, you know, like a ABC or something. You know what I mean? Try that. Try something like that.
Once again, let's use some common sense here. If you're a fighter, what was the name of that app he's fighting on?
Black Prime.
Which never has had a boxing, to my knowledge, has never
I think they
had
do, somebody said they do hood boxing, and I saw like some of their people on there before that was fighting. So it's like those backyard type fights, I guess.
So once again, we're walking into a situation like Trilla, which when Trilla was supposedly going to put on the Kamposis Teofimo fight, and then they ended up not being able to provide, you know, to put the money up, and they took the money off the table. These were the same people that supposedly didn't pay Mike Tyson for his fight with Roy Jones. So once again, you know, we're being critical because we're looking at history and empirical data. If you had a choice, who would you rather fight, on a Fox pay-per-view or on Black Prime?
Black Prime, no question.
I mean,
that's a no-brainer, right? I mean, we say this because we've seen it. We've seen him come and we've seen him go. This is a tough thing to do. It's not an easy thing. Let me tell you how difficult it is. Dana White, who built the UFC to where it is today, he's tried to get into boxing numerous times and can't break in. He's got on the fight pass and everything, some boxing and stuff, but none of it's his. He doesn't control any of it. You know what I mean? It's a tough thing. It's not easy.
Listen,
you know,
this fight is going to happen in December. That doesn't mean the Spence Crawford fight still can't happen in March or April.
It's not getting better with age. I'll tell you that.
I'm still optimistic about this fight.
Let me tell you why it doesn't happen. Let me tell you why it doesn't happen next year, okay? Because they're trying to set up Spence, Danny Onis, all right? Spence apparently is standing firm. He said he doesn't want to be he doesn't want to face Keith Thurman because that was another option I think that might have been given. He's still mad at Thurman for not giving him a shot. He said he will not give Thurman a shot. He also said. And he's really, you know, he told his team, and he's been telling his team for a few fights now, he can't stay at 147. He's got to move up to 154. And he's a big guy. And he used to fight at 152 in the amateurs. I believe he goes to 154 next. This fight couldn't be made. I think he goes to 154. That's what I think happens.
I'm staying neutral on this. I'm not playing the blame game here. But I am going to hold firm on the fact that Spence does have the leverage. That's all I will say.
Yeah. I'm playing the blame game. I blame both of them. I really do. I blame both of them. Both of you guys are acting like kids.
When I say blame game, I'm not taking one side over the other.
You are. You got it. I mean, why don't you just say it? I mean, this is what kills me because I lay it out there and I let you know who was to blame. Beeb, on the other hand, this is why I get one show a week. You have to work for your living, okay? This is why. Because I tell it like it is. Beeb doesn't take a side. Beeb. Switzerland.
I can't pick a side on this one.
Switzerland Beeb.
I can't pick a side on this one.
It
I'm
is.
Stumped here.
It is.
I'm stumped here.
And that's why. You guys want to know? You know now. Before I get to the phones, Lou DiBella took to Twitter this weekend. You tell me if he's right or wrong here. All right? The wise man, Lou DiBella. Laughing, quote, laughing at all the people who are intent on blaming one party or the other for yet another meaningful fight not happening in the irrational, self-destructive business of boxing. And outside this niche that we keep making smaller and smaller by buying and selling every inferior product, no one cares. Let me clue you in on something, people. No rational person, business entity, or investor does a deal to lose money. Some internet keyboards warrior concept of a fighter's value needs to be born out of buys or subscriptions. And you have paid attention to buys and subscriptions in boxing lately? Let me clue you in. Because you can't believe anybody's BS narrative, it's easy to construct. It hasn't been pretty. If the fight was as big as a lot of you folks say, and likely the fighters themselves believe, it would have already happened. It will happen soon enough, God willing, because it's certainly not getting bigger the more we wait for it. Let me tell you this. Is there not money to be made in this fight? Am I missing something? He's basically saying if the fight was big enough, it would have happened already. The fight doesn't get any bigger. And if you can't make any money off this fight, what fight are you going to make money off of?
I can't find another opponent for either guy where they would make more money. But the question is, the people are talking, some of the fans are talking like this fight is like a Mayweather-Pacquiao type thing. It's not. It's not even a Wilder Fury type thing. So it's for each other, this would be the biggest fight. And I don't want it when people say, oh, Crawford has done horrible numbers. Once again, that doesn't matter, because when you put two guys together, synergistically, when you put two guys together, you look at the event. Sometimes you don't look at what this guy did and what this guy did. You look at just the fight itself, the demand for the fight, and how, you know, when you put the two guys together, the story, the background, the buildup, whatever. Because a lot of times when you look and, you know, you see two fighters, like Fury and Wilder never did great pay-per-view numbers by themselves, right? But when you put them together, they were able to generate 850,000 pay-per-view buys, right, in the second fight. Those are great numbers, but nothing in their history suggested. And when I asked you, what do you think this fight's going to do? You said what, 200,000, 300,000? And it ended up doing 850,000. So once again, you know, you have the story behind it, the glove gate thing, the bad guy versus the good guy.
Wow, 800,000?
850,000 wow. The second fight did. So it's not always what one guy does and what another guy does separately, but when you put two guys together, sometimes synergistically, two specific fighters do very well, because you're not buying what they did in the past. You're buying what they're doing now. You're buying that specific event. You're not buying what they did before. And there's only a handful of fighters in this sport that could fight anybody and do good numbers. But once again, you know, you just put two guys together and they just make magic together. So this could be that magical fight. But will it be like a Fury versus Wilder? Will it be like a Golovkin versus Canelo? You know, will it be a Canelo? Will it even be a Canelo versus Bibble? Will it be a Canelo versus Caleb Plant that did 800,000 pay-per-view buys? Probably not. Could this fight do 400,000 pay-per-view buys? Absolutely. But with that being said, if both guys want $10 million apiece, right? Well, one guy
60-40. It was 60-40. You know, the contract, from what I understood, what they said, he agreed to a 60-40 split.
Yeah. So if both guys are wanting more money than, you know, what can be offered to them, if they're wanting more than what the people who are putting the actual fight together, doing the numbers behind the scenes, if they want more money, what the fight can actually generate, then that's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
So do I think this fight is a big fight? I think this fight could do 400,000 pay-per-view buys. Do I think it could do five? Possibly, if it's promoted properly. If they could promote this and they could make this like the Leonard versus Hearns of the modern era of 2023, right?
Right.
They can do that. Fox does a great – this is on Fox pay-per-view.
Fox does a great job. They'll bring those two in there to promote it and everything like that. They'll bring Hearns in. They'll bring Leonard in.
Bring them in during
–
bring them on. Bring these – have the fighters go on ESPN, go on the Fox game day shows, be part of like the
football
game.
They can absolutely promote this thing.
So I think at the low end, it does 400,000. It could do 500,000 pay-per-view buys. So I don't know. I think people are really kind of selling this short. Is it going to do the 800,000, 850,000 like a Canelo or a Wilder would do with Fury? Is it going to do Joshua numbers? No. No, it's not going to do those type of numbers. But it's not going to do like the 200,000 tank numbers either.
It'll do decent numbers, yes. I think. Yeah,
I think sure. It'll do respectable numbers, to be honest sure. with you.
All right,
I think it's going
to
bomb.
Let's go to the phones. We've got a bunch of people on the phone, so we're going to get to them now. 718, you're live.
It's me, Eric. It's Maestro. How's it going?
Maestro, what's up?
Well, look, man, this thing kind of caught me by surprise. Excuse me, I'm a little under the weather. BLK Prime, have you guys heard of this app prior to this announcement?
Yeah, I got a subscription to it. Watch it all the time.
Not at all.
Okay, Eric, because that's surprising to me because, listen, I'm black. My wife is black, okay? We live in New York City, which is the media capital of the world. I mean, my wife watches everything you'd expect a black millennial woman to watch, you know, all of the housewives shows, the basketball, all of that stuff. We've never heard of this. Now,
I don't want to say anything, but perhaps I'm a little bit more plugged in Cincinnati than you are. I'm just saying, I don't know.
I think you might be. You know, I was so sick, I didn't even do my own show. This is how much I love you guys. But listen, I go to their YouTube page, right? And Black Prime Boxing presents Bring the Pain. Okay, this thing was streamed
underrated
last year.
Pay-per-view. Yeah.
And 553 views, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, that's not 1,000. That's just 553 views. They've got, as of this second, I just refreshed the page, 783 subscribers to their YouTube page. I mean, and this is not an anomaly.
To their YouTube page?
They've got another fight here between Iraqi Assassin versus Dirty Devil. This was streamed last year. You might have seen that one, Eric.
That was great.
You might have been one
of
the
awesome.
One of the 100.
That was phenomenal. Man.
100 and you guys were amongst the 154 people that watched it.
Yes.
Amazing. I mean,
show,
I can go down the list for all of the people that are doubting it. My little fledgling YouTube channel, shameless plug, Maestro. You guys all go check it out. Has
absolutely
about three times. There, I say maybe I got to be more accurate here. 3.5 times the subscriber base of this quote unquote streaming platform that somehow is going to give Terrence Crawford the 8-figure career high payday of his life. It doesn't really make much sense to me at all. I'm not even that against the fight. I think I should stay active. In fact, you know, and this is going to make me sound old, especially considering I'm an 80s baby. But there was a time in boxing when people did take tune-up fights, you know, or just keep it active fights. You know, I remember Oscar De La Hoya even fighting like a Stevie Forbes off pay-per-view on HBO. Like, that's not a bad thing. But the business side of this move to this app is pretty interesting to me. Honestly, I said it about another incident. I know you were in disagreement on that one, Eric, but this kind of looks fugazi to me, and I want your guys' thoughts on an outlet with 783 subscribers on YouTube streaming a Terrence Crawford fight. I'd like you to comment on that.
I'd like to know who actually advised him to take his fight to that app. You know what I mean?
Apparently
like who's advising this dude?
Blue Blood Sports, according to Blue Blood Sports Channel.
Is that legit? I mean, because I'm reading that in the chat. Is that like legit? I mean,
No, I mean, that's what Blue Blood's saying. I mean, I met Blue Blood. He's from the New York suburbs. I met him a bunch of times. He's from Long Island. I see him at the fights all the time. This is what he's saying.
Blue Blood's from one of the original five boroughs, man. You know he's legit. He's from one of the original five boroughs. He's legit, man.
He's from Strong Island, not from the five boroughs. But the other thing too is, if you're trying to increase your negotiating power with Errol Spence Jr., does fighting on a 783 subscriber base platform, does that increase it or kind of decrease it? I want your thoughts on him.
Well, let me get this straight. Blue Blood Sports? Your question of Blue Blood Sports TV?
No.
Don't
respond to a question with a question.
Yeah, babe.
Joe, this is a deep tactic. I understand it very well.
Absolutely it is.
I'm riding the Blue Blood, man. I mean, I'm co-signing Blue Blood. I'm co-signing Blue Blood, man.
And Maestro work one day a week, babe. Just remember that.
Blue Blood, man. I gotta defend him, man. I mean, he wouldn't lie.
He had nothing to do with Blue Blood. I'm asking you a question.
Inject sarcasm here. I mean, he wouldn't lie.
Coming from a guy who, quite understandably, didn't like being behind the paywall on the ESPN Plus platform. He wanted to be on regular ESPN. He complained when he was on ESPN Plus, and I agreed with that. Why are you fighting on a purported app? I don't even really know if it's a real app or not. Like I said, I've never heard of it. But what I do know is that their subscriber base on YouTube is significantly less than my own. And mine ain't that great. I'm not here bragging. Mine ain't that great. What are your thoughts on how that makes Terrence Crawford look at this point of his career?
Awful.
It doesn't make him look good.
Awful.
Because he just, like you said, he just complained about being on ESPN Plus, and what is he doing? He's going on a smaller app. So it's like you're complaining about being put on an app. You're complaining about how your pay-per-views are only being distributed by an app, and what are you going to do? You're going to be on an app. So either way, Terrence Crawford's getting paid, right? And if people are going to pay him and then complain about losing money on him, then that's their fault. And, he shouldn't get mad when people complain about losing money on him. I don't think it was a good thing for the business to be leaked out like that. You keep that behind those doors. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that was appropriate. But, again, he was getting paid good money to fight guys who were – he was heavily favored to beat. So he's made a lot of money in the sport. I don't know how much he's getting paid for this fight. I'm sure he's getting paid a couple million, right? So to be paid a couple million, right, they're saying 10. I don't believe the 10. I there's no way I can confirm or deny it. But if let's say he's making even $3 million for this fight. That's probably the easiest $3 million he's ever going to make. So – This does nothing to help strengthen his position going into an Errol Spence fight, because people are going to look at this and they're only going to say, look how bad these numbers were, right? So in that regard, yeah, this doesn't strengthen his position, no.
Well, look, I'm doing some more reporting for you guys free of charge. I just went to the Google Play Store. Black Prime. Easily accessible, on-demand, original, multicultural movies and shows. So you want to talk about it being an app, right? According to Google Play, this app that is going to be televising the Terrence Crawford fight has a grand total of about 5,000 downloads lifetime.
If Blue Blood says it's a good app, this has to be a good app. If Blue Blood says it's a good app. Come
you
on.
You got to stop bringing Blue Blood into this. I like Blue Blood. You got to stop bringing him into this. You got
I like him too.
Why are you bringing that to him, B? I mean, really? Why are you blaming Blue Blood?
Because Blue Blood put this fight together.
What's the matter with you?
Blue Blood negotiated this fight.
Blue Blood for
Look, he negotiated this fight against
your name is going to be mud in New York, son. I won't be able to get you there anytime.
As someone who was very critical of Triller and did multiple videos literally clowning them, I have to at least keep somewhat of the same energy about this. And because they're not even on the level of Triller, to be honest with you. Under 1,000 YouTube subs, under 1,000 Twitter followers, 5,000 lifetime downloads on the Google Play Store. I don't have iPhones, so I'll have somebody else tell me what it's like in the iOS, whatever they call it. I mean, it's not looking good. Like, if I was Terrence Crawford, what I would have done, honestly, I would have gone out to the UK and fought David Avanesian on a BT sport card, and just made the financials of that arrangement, because that would have sold out any arena in the UK. They love boxing over there. They would have paid to see Terrence Crawford. They would have sold out
the
motherfucker easily.
Didn't we say last year you should have tried to sign with Boxer? We both say you should try to go to the UK, right? Because he'd be appreciated over in the UK. He'd do good numbers over the UK.
Big numbers in the UK. They've always like superstars from the US over there. You know,
especially people who couldn't find home.
Europe in general. I mean, he could have fought pretty much anywhere in Europe. Germany, France, people that like boxing, which there are a lot of, would have gone to any arena in any major city across Europe and paid to see a Terrence Crawford fight. He could have fought David Avanesian at the Manchester Arena, at the O2, do it on BT Sport. If you don't want the numbers being publicized, they could have made everybody sign the NDA, keep that shit private, you know. But to fight on this app that I know for a fact, most people, probably no one has ever heard of, where the numbers are there for anybody to look at. Like, I just went over them. You know, it's not a good look for Terrence Crawford, in my opinion. And to me, it's not even about not fighting Errol Spence on his terms. Fine. Then go do it on your terms, but don't do it like this, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
It's not a good look. You know, for all the people complaining about Chisora and Fury, which I think people are having way too much of an emotional reaction to, again, it's another stay busy fight. This is, to me, the same thing, except it's taking place on some, like, clown platform, literally. I mean, I am the demographic for this, an app, a black man, my wife, a black woman. We're both millennials. We're right into the app age. Neither of us have ever heard of this shit.
Support it? Are you going to support it? Are you going to support it, Maestro?
No.
Are you going to turn your back on Terrence Crawford? What are you going to do, Maestro?
Stop it.
See, I love how you put it in those terms, Joe. Of course I'm going to watch the fight. I watch everything. You know that. You know
are you going to support this event?
On one another.
Are you for real going to pay for this?
Are you going to pay for this?
I mean,
I'm buying it.
Tell me you're not going to pay. Tell me
I'm
you're
buying
gonna
it.
Buy this,
I'm supporting
man.
Terrence
on,
Crawford.
Man.
You're going to support Terrence Crawford? Yes or no?
Come on.
Look, for me, it's not even about supporting Terrence Crawford. I have a boxing channel. I have memberships that pay me money. I have a duty to them. I have a duty to my subs. I have a duty to people that send me super chats to watch all of the boxing that I can. So there is very rarely a card that I will not buy. Now, I didn't buy the Wilder-Lanius fight. I didn't buy that, and I'll tell you why.
You didn't.
Because.
You didn't.
No. Yes. No, I didn't. But yes. I'll tell you why, Joe.
What?
I'll tell you why. There was a competing card on ESPN. There was a competing card on ESPN okay,
oh,
which I watched, and I didn't have to pay for.
You can
and
pay
I
me
knew,
all
I
it.
Knew,
you didn't,
no. No, you can't. I look. See, this is the deal. This is the deal, Eric. You 70s. I'm 80s. I don't have DVR on these apps. They don't have DVR. The only app that has DVR is YouTube. Is YouTube TV. Okay, and YouTube TV, unfortunately, they don't have pay-per-view on YouTube TV. So when I buy these fights, I pay the $80, and I can never watch it again. Okay, so I watch Devin Haney again.
That's
and you know what? You know what? Yeah, of course, everything I say is the truth. You know that, Joe. And the very next day, I turn on YouTube.
All right, don't get
on
now, You're not on the stand.
The PBC put the whole fucking fight on YouTube for free.
It is.
They put
you should
the
get caught. You should get Xfinity, man. You gotta get Xfinity, man. You gotta get Xfinity. You can have on demand. You get a DVR, man.
Stop.
You can bundle it with your phone, your
Stop.
Internet.
No,
you gotta get
no,
Xfinity,
no, no.
baby.
Cord cutting started with the '80s babies, and we're never going back.
You need a DVR.
Get
with the technology.
Hey, these kids, being these kids nowadays. I don't know, man. These kids.
Get with the technology. Get a DVR. Come on.
You guys are going to make me lose my voice. Yo, check it. You see how your boy ringside Robbie was about apps? That's how I am with fucking cable. I'm done with cable. I'm the opposite of him. He was refusing to get the apps.
You can't be like that.
They have bundles
right now. Come on, man. Put it together, man.
Oh, that's terrible.
You got a senior citizen's discount. This cable bill's chopped in half at the end of the month.
So basically, Joe, you're the sucker that buys the landline, the cell phone, and the cable TV package, and actually thinks he's saving money.
Crazy. Guilty charge. Guilty.
Okay. Listen, on that
right,
note,
Maestro,
I'm going to call you guys back when my voice is back, but I appreciate you.
I hope you feel good.
Go get some rest, man. Go take some NyQuil or something like
Thank
that,
you.
Man.
It's a vegan chicken soup,
it.
Man, with some tofu in it, baby.
Some vegan chicken.
We'll do. Thank you, guys.
He's a vegan.
The chicken in.
All right, man.
Yeah, I am.
All right, man.
I am.
Shout out to Blue Blood Sports, man, for putting that fight together.
That blockbuster. Oh, my gosh. Ringside Robert is on the line, but first we're going to go to 210. Right. 210, you're live.
Yeah, what's up? This is Anthony.
Anthony, what's happening?
What's up, Anthony?
Hey, guys.
Tony Phone.
I think our guy Maestro Crawford's trying to do. I don't think it has anything to do with how does this make me look. I think this was just a plan B because it's either this or nothing. It reminds me of the Golovkin when Eubank lost his pen and everybody was complaining about the fight with the welterweight, it's missing my brain right now, but you know what I mean. But it's not about, you know, oh, how is this going to make me look? He didn't want this fight. He wanted Spence, you know what I mean? But they want him to go a year without any fights. You know, he's a fine-tuned athlete. He's always in the gym. He's disciplined. He's got to get some live bullets thrown at him. So I don't blame him what he does. I think this was just like the plan B. But that's just my take on that. Because we used to praise fighters. Hey, you know, with this age of fighters that don't want to fight and being active, we say, hey, fighters should be fighting off TV. They should just stay busy. Some fighters did that, and I forgot which praise they got. He's trying to stay more active and at least get a fight in, and now we're faulting him for it? That's what I don't get.
He's trying to stay active by dismissing the biggest fight that can happen. That's why we're mad. Because we were expecting one fight, and we're getting this fight instead. That's why we're irritated. Anybody who's looking forward to Avanesian versus Crawford versus instead of Spence Crawford, come on.
Yeah, I get it. Nobody, I don't think anybody's looking forward to this. I think everybody's disappointed. I think Crawford is too. He wanted the fight. And I know with media, it's really hard. You got to toe the line because there's a lot of extremism, tribalism going on with the sport right now. And I understand. So, but with my thing, I'm a fan. I just think this is all PBC, Al Haymon, Floyd Mayweather. I mean, we saw this from the start with Mayweather-Pacquiao. Now we can't even debate whose fault that was. We know whose fault that was. It was Floyd. It was Al Haymon. Al Haymon can't even make fights in-house. Spence couldn't get his hands on Thurman. You're seeing Benavidez can't get his hands on Plant. You know, they can't make fights in-house. They were talking about it was Bob Arum. In the meantime, Fury and Wilder had a trilogy. So it just doesn't make sense. And just what it boils down to in my eyes, and it's PBC, man. PBC is just they drove HBO out. HBO was the pinnacle. And we even heard Floyd Mayweather say, it's not happening. I'm the boss. I say so. You know what I mean? And Spence heard it. He didn't. So it's like, I think it's that side. And, Crawford left his promoter. He said, I'll take lesser money. We don't know the other details, but I'm pretty sure they just try to screw him. And that's what it sounded like it was about when we heard the Coppinger thing going on, you know, a couple of weeks ago. So, sorry, there's a couple of dogs going out. So that's just my frustration, man. I get it. But I think, you know, good for Crawford for at least having a fight. He has to at least have a fight because he hasn't fought in a long time. And Spence is cool with it, but Crawford ain't. You've seen both of those guys. You know, Crawford's always running up mountains. He's always training with other fighters. Spence, not so much. You know, he's a little party boy. So it's just it is. And this is PBC, man. That Al Haymon is the worst thing that happened to boxing. I know I'm going to trigger some people with that. I get it, you know. That's why I like.
Anthony, we're going to go ahead and get running because your phone is cutting in and out, so we can only hear like half of what you say. And I think he just cut out. So good points. I understand them. I get them.
Good points.
213, you're live.
I got some rumors and facts for you guys. BLK Prime is worth valuation $5
million. $5 million?
The parent company, yeah, $5
million. Okay. Who are we speaking
about, by the way? Company, I don't use my name. I don't use my name.
Give me something I can call you.
Those guys call me the Joker in their chats.
All right. I like Stuart better. Yeah. Let's call him Stuart. All right. Stuart. So
okay.
All right, Stuart. So let me ask you this.
Cool.
You say it's valued at $5 million. Now, who is the parent company?
A Silicon Valley venture, and this is rumor, and I don't want to get into the numbers, so I can't verify it. I'll hear about it later.
Is there anything you want to get into?
It's ridiculous. How much? What?
How much, like, the parent company is worth, you're saying?
It's substantial. That's all I can say, to the point where, like, wow. You can find it all online. It's all public. They're public.
Right. I get you. But what does that have to do with, like, I mean, you think they're going to fund Black Prime to make this fight happen? Is that where I'm going? Or is that where we're going here? How much was Triller worth, by the way? Triller was worth quite a bit, no?
Yeah, it's a joke. Triller money is a joke compared to what I heard. If it's true. Okay. I don't know if it's true.
Okay.
So, and Nebraska will be sold out. So, I mean, I'm curious what this is going to do, actually.
If the parent company is this big Silicon Valley place, as you read online, I haven't researched it, so I don't know. So I'm relying on your words here. So if it's a big Silicon Valley company, how come, especially being Silicon Valley, then why does Black Prime have such a limited social media presence? You'd think.
I have no idea. I only know the valuation, and I only know the valuation from very reliable sources.
But, I mean, wouldn't that make sense to you, though, if it's a Silicon Valley company that's parenting this company, that they would help him get a better, you know, social media presence to get them going? Because it is a social media, you know, it's an app, so it's not going to be advertised anywhere except social media and online and that sort of thing.
I'm not speculating, but the amount of money that that company that is investing into this is worth is ridiculous.
Aaron Daly is saying it's the Silicon Valley EFC Investment Group. Is that what you're understanding? That's what you're reading?
Uh-huh. Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's,
if it's
true what I hear, and people have been checking on it, so that's the current rumor I hear.
But I don't know that it's really like out of the realm of possibility that these companies will invest in all types of different companies. Now, they don't want them to fall under, but there's only so much they're willing to do for them. You know what I mean? It's almost like, hey, we gave you the money. We want to see this much profit back.
I don't want to speculate. I mean, I can if you want me to do it on your air.
Please, yes, please.
I mean,
because we don't know anything. It's all speculation.
I'm just speculating, okay?
No. You can say whatever you want. I'm not under oath right now. It's okay.
Well, Crawford has some very interesting friends in Nebraska. That's all I'll say.
Like gangsters? Like what? Like high-level executives?
No! What gangsters?
I'm asking questions. Well, you're asking me to speculate now because you're saying he has high-level friends.
I'll
he
say
has
the name.
I
don't know if
differential
it's
friends
true or not,
in
so I don't
Nebraska.
Wanna, I don't
want to
make rumors
know,
out there.
Could be gangsters. Could be executives, could be any number of people.
He's kind of friendly
all
with Warren Buffett.
All I know
Buffett.
Is I
yeah,
have
Warren
seen
Buffett.
Crawford with Warren Buffett at his fight in Nebraska.
Sure.
That's all
I mean,
I'll say.
Yeah, I saw
but
him meet backstage. I saw him meet backstage.
I'm not saying
I've never seen
him
stay at the same hotel, though.
I don't know anything about any of that.
They've been out to dinner a few times.
This is all
he's not
speculation.
That kind of guy. Team Batman says Joker needs to chill. Batman, you got it wrong. His name is Stewart. He doesn't give his real name out, so we can't do it. Stewart, why you've never called in? Why have you never called in here, man?
I only call in another show.
Oh, what do we chop liver or something? I mean, what is this?
Sometimes you don't want to reveal certain things when you're under
wraps. I asked him to do the other show. I asked him to do
under wraps.
So let me ask you a question. So what? You come on this show and just, you know, give us the minimum, but on the other show, you're all out. You're giving them all these details and everything. You reveal everything on that show. On here, you can only reveal.
He's having a kid right now, and you are on his show.
Montero.
He's not having a kid. His wife is having a kid. Big difference.
No, he's having a kid as well because he's going to be raising a kid.
So you under contract with Montero? You can only come
with it.
Does Montero call you Joker or does he call you Stewart?
About it.
Which
okay.
name does he use?
Do you have, like, a non-disclosure with Montero, non-compete clause with Montero?
Yeah, I guess so.
No, I told him not to use my name, but he knows it, and he uses it, so I'm all good with that.
So he calls you Stewart also?
No, he doesn't call me that. I just don't use
we
my name.
We love calling you Stewart.
Okay.
Are you honest?
Yeah,
do you have any warrants for anything?
You know the funny part is he could have gave us any name. We wouldn't have cared. I mean, it's like.
Do you have any warrants on you? Is that what you're concerned about?
Are you on the lam?
No.
He is on the lam? Are you on the lam? Okay, so let me ask you a question. If you saw a police officer, would you get worried? Would you get maybe a little nervous?
Nice, no. Kinahan.
He might be. He might be on the land. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. He might be on the land.
Are you related to Joseph Valachi?
Joseph Valachi.
You can ask Montero's chat. They call me the
Do you know Vinny the Spoon?
It's not my choice. Huh? I didn't make this name up. They call me that.
They call you Stewart?
I can't hear you. What did you say? You can call me whatever
you
want.
Well, we call
you Stewart.
They call you Stewart as well. So I can make it happen that on Montero's show, if you want him to call you Stewart, I can make that happen.
If he wants to, I'll confront him about it as well.
Call him Stewart. Like, well, I'm gonna call Mike. We're gonna call him Stewart from now on. Give him a proper name. Nobody likes to be called the Joker. All right. All right, Stewart. We're gonna move on. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling, man. Don't be a stranger here.
Mate.
You only call into one show, dude. Call into our show. What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you?
Like I said,
get with the times. Get with the times. Call our show. I only call one show. What do you mean you only call one show? You're clearly listening. Call in. What are you doing? I only call one show. Come on. Broaden your horizon, son. That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying, Stuart.
Be open-minded, man. Who wants to be in an echo chamber?
Yeah. Doesn't give his name. You can give me any name. You can call yourself Walsh or something. I don't know. Whatever. Call yourself whoever. Say this is Taylor Swift calling. I don't care. All right. One more, and then we're going to go to ringside. Robert, 410-410, you're live.
What's happening, guys?
What's up, my man?
Not much. Wilder Fury 1 was two big heavyweight champions, two big heavyweight fighters, one white, one black, one from England, one from the United States. It sold 325,000. It was the second fight because of what happened in the first fight, why the second fight sold so well. But on its own, you figure Wilder could maybe he could have did 125, Fury could do 125, somewhere around there. They've done a little bit better than that combined. I do know that it takes two to make a big pay-per-view event, but the people that are going to put their money on the line are going to look more closely at what the previous numbers are. And if you look at Bud's numbers, they're not good. I mean, he's had three pay-per-views. I think 120,000 is the best he's done. Spence, his numbers aren't that much better. He did, I think, 300,000, a little over 300,000, fighting a Latin guy in Texas who was a pound-for-pound fighter. But if you look at the next three pay-per-views that he's had, they all went down, culminating in the UGOS pay-per-view, which was like, I don't know, it was 150,000, something like that. But my point is, typically, if you're a pay-per-view star, I mean, of course, your opponent matters, certainly, but typically, if you're a pay-per-view star, those numbers are going to increase, not decrease. They're decreasing due to the overall lack of popularity in boxing, and that's what's really holding this fight up between Spence and Crawford, because if you're the one going to put your money on the line, you're going to look at the numbers, and the numbers suggest that the most you can pay Bud Crawford is $3.5 to $4 million up front at most, with a promise of some back end money if the fight makes money. But boxing is in such a poor state that our number one pay-per-view seller, Canelo, when he fought Pavel, I think he did 550, I think was what was reported. And that's the number one guy with legions of Mexican fans, Mexican-American fans, and American fans, and just fans, in general, because he's been at it for a while, and whatever reasons he's gotten to that spot, he's our top guy here in the United States. And he's not even doing good numbers in relation to what Manny and Pacquiao and Floyd were doing. And even in the 90s, of the heavyweight fights, those pay-per-views were huge. 1.8 million, I think, Holyfield, a couple of his pay-per-views. Boxing's in a bad, bad place. HBO getting out of boxing should have been a red flag to us all that boxing is in a bad place, and it's only getting worse. If you think about it, none of the promoters, PBC, Global, none of them have any big stars. There's like two or three big stars, Fury, Joshua, and Canelo. Outside of that, everybody else is not much at all. And, as far as Bud Crawford's deal, if he has that deal on the table, you cannot blame him for taking that deal if someone's going to pay him $10 million to fight this guy. I mean, that's a cakewalk. That's easy money. How long is he supposed to wait? It doesn't take 6 months to negotiate a fight. Even the most tedious of negotiations, 1 in 6 months to negotiate a fight, that means there's something fundamentally wrong with the deal. Either one side flat doesn't want it, or the money just flat isn't there. Otherwise, even the most tedious of fights, they can be negotiated in 30 days or less. When this fight was 6 weeks out and not made from Crawford's last fight, I told anyone who would listen, this fight's not going to happen. It doesn't take months and months and months to do it. When it takes that long, something fundamentally wrong. And then also I would add that I give the chance of that Crawford fight coming off with Van Neeson or whatever his name is, I'd say there's an 80% chance that fight doesn't come off for the reasons listed by some of your previous callers. Their whole company isn't even worth $5 million. How the hell are they going to come up with $10 million and whatever other expenses to pay the other fighters and to promote the fight when the company is what it is? It's next to nothing. I've never heard of that app either. I mean, obviously it exists, but I've never heard of it. It's Fugazi, as he said.
Great point. Great point. All right, Jerry, we got to get running here. Thanks for the call. He's always got a good point. That was Jerry, right? I always mess his name up.
I think his name is Jerry.
Yeah, I think that's Jerry. Jerry T. Jerry T, I believe. So he's always got great points. Fly Tendencies, thank you so much, brother. He says, Shameless, come on. The dude asked for transparency, and he was told no. How much more was he supposed to do? How much longer was he supposed to wait? That's fair. But I'll explain it to you. It's a one-sided withdrawal, okay? That's it. One guy withdrew. That's the guy who withdrew. Most people would call that a duck. I don't know. It's me. Just saying.
Take it easy.
Just saying.
You can't make accusations here, please.
Champ Life says Spence versus Ennis, Boots Ennis, late February, March 23.
No way.
Yeah, I don't think so. There's absolutely no way. Black Wamba was saying earlier that, you know, he says that they want to lock, the only reason this fight didn't happen is because they want to lock Crawford in. What if they do a one-off and Bud wins the titles and then that's that? I'll tell you what happens. And I'll tell you, that's a very short-sighted way to look at it. It's a very short-sighted way to look at it, because let's play out the scenario, okay? They make the fight. PBC loses all the welterweight titles to Bud Crawford, who's not under contract with anyone. One of two things can happen. How about that? My watch just went off. Don't you hate that when you're talking and all of a sudden Siri just chimes in?
Yeah.
All right, so let's play the scenario out. Bud wins. He has no promoter. PBC could try to manage him. They could try to bring him in the fold, sign him to a deal. Maybe he doesn't want to do that. That's fine, too, because you have Boots Ennis right there, quite possibly the best welterweight in the world right now, quite possibly. He's got to stay in it, all right? He could be the best welterweight in the world. Do you really think that Beeb, how many fights at 147 does Terrence Crawford have after that?
Both guys are going to move up to 150.
They're going
to
move up to 154 because that's where the money is.
Doesn't matter.
The belts are going to be fractioned after that fight anyway, so who cares?
Regardless who wins or loses that fight, they're both going up to 154 anyway.
Exactly. So who cares? It doesn't matter who wins that fight. PBC could care less who wins that fight. Trust me.
Both of them are in their 30s. They're both having problems making 147.
They're done.
Problems making 147. Crawford's going to move up to 154 so we can make some more money. So it is what it is.
And Junior N says Spence versus Stanionis is next. I'm not 100% sure. Like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if Spence moves up. Would not be surprised in the least. Tommy Boxeo, thank you so much, brother. He says, hey, guys, what's your thoughts on the rumored Paramount-Showtime merger? What will happen to PBC and Showtime Boxing? What will happen when and if PBC merges with Paramount? Or Showtime Boxing merges to Paramount? I don't know. And I'll be real honest, I don't know enough about it to make a determination one way or the other. It could explode. They could just take it and shelve it. HBO pretty much shelved their boxing. You know, they could just take it and shelve it. Who knows? Guys like Espinoza and everything, I think, will fight hard for it. But ultimately, Showtime Sports consists of what? Boxing? What else? What other sports do they have on there? Do they have any other sports? I don't think they do.
They got, like, the show, like, sports shows, but not sports.
You know? So, I tell you what, man, it's not, you know, it's one of those things that it's like, if it happens or it doesn't happen, it just depends on what business is doing. I mean, if it's doing good business, it'll stick around. If it's not doing good business, they're going to get rid of it. I mean, it's that simple, man. I did read this, too, that Zion Sullivan, thank you so much. He says that Ennis is petitioning the IBF to get his title shot next. That's what I heard. I don't think it'll happen. We'll see.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen. They're going to, you know, he's going to, listen, Spence is going to do what he wants to do now because the ball is completely in his court now. He's got no dance partner. He's got his choice. I mean, what he wants to do. So there it is. All right. Let's go back to the phones. Ringside Robert. 530,
hello,
you're live.
Hello, guys. It has been one hell of a show today.
thank you.
Yeah. It's been pretty interesting. It's been pretty interesting listening. But, Eric, I agree with you. I don't think this fight ever happens.
Right. I don't think it does either.
Of course you agree with
don't
that.
Don't be salty, Beeb. Come on. Stop.
Of course you agree with negative.
Joe, the reason why I say that, if this fight was going to happen, it was going to happen now. And with Terrence Crawford pulling out of the deal and deciding to do this ridiculous stunt, I call it, I don't think he wanted the fight in the first place. And so I don't think this fight happens. I think they both eventually move up to 154. And all the welterweight titles will become vacant, and we'll have new champions. That's exactly what's going to happen.
You don't know that.
That's my opinion.
No, I think that's going to happen too. I think that these guys are going to both go up to 154 pretty soon.
There's no money for them at 147 anymore. There's just not. And then we got a new crop of guys coming in. You got Boots Ennis. If I'm PBC, I don't want to make that fight. I don't want to make Boots Ennis versus Errol Spence. Move Spence up.
No. Yeah. Because let's
move Charlo up. You know,
Charlo has all the belts at 154. If you move Spence up, that's another mega fight right there. I mean,
don't they train together, or is it him and the 160 pounder?
It's him and the 160.
No, him and
gonna fight the Charlo.
They both have Derek Chase. Jermell and Spence both have the same trainer. They have both have Derek James as a trainer.
Let me tell you this: it doesn't matter. Yeah. He's not gonna fight Charlo.
Crawford
is gonna fight Charlo.
Yeah.
But Crawford, the belts will be fractured. Will be fractured.
Right.
He's not gonna be able to defend all those titles. He's not gonna do it because the money's not right. They're gonna fracture those titles. And there you go. It opens the door at 154.
But you know what's going to suck?
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
If these guys move up and you got guys like Virgil, and Boots and some of the other up-and-coming welterweights like Stanny Otis, if these guys don't fight each other, then we're going to be in the same boat we were before.
Exactly.
Which we probably will be.
And another problem to look at here, Terrence Crawford put off fighting Errol Spence now. But if he moves up to 154, he's eventually going to have to work with PBC to fight some of these guys anyway if he wants shots at the titles.
I agree.
I'm here.
What happened?
My phone.
Get off the flip phone.
My phone.
Are you on a landline?
Yeah.
Are y'all going to come on with a jacked up phone like the rest of us?
Phone? Is it a rotary phone?
No, it's a cordless, phone. Eric. Cordless, Eric.
It's a rotary.
Yeah.
Is it a Fisher-Price phone?
Hell no. Terrence Crawford, he's not a Canelo doesn't have a promoter, but Canelo can talk to anybody. Terrence Crawford is not Canelo. He's got to find a promotion company that he can deal with. Okay, he got tired of Bob Arum. I get it. There are other people he can work with. He's got to put a team together to help him negotiate these things, because going to this app that nobody's ever heard of is proven that he doesn't have good people around him to help him negotiate stuff. And this fight may not happen either.
Yeah, this is if they promised him what they say they're promising him, this may not come off. I don't know. I don't know. It's all in the beginning stages. Who am I? But, who knows? All right,
and,
Robert, we're going to get moving here. Go ahead real quick.
You were asking about upcoming fights to look forward to, Eric, because the schedule does suck this weekend. How about Gilberto Ramirez and B-Ball? You know, that's a fight.
That's
the
fight
to
make. That's the fight.
Yeah.
That's the fight to watch right there.
Exactly.
That's it. Him and Jake and Anderson Silva. That's the fight.
And also you have Chocolatito.
You watching that one?
You have Chocolatito and Estrada fighting again. You know.
Who cares?
So all right, guys.
I think Tyson's going to fight. He's going to fight 15 times.
Hey, they put on
like
good
the
shows.
1940s fighters. They fight eight times. You know.
They put on good shows. I mean, come on.
Yeah, why don't LaMotta and Sugar Ray just fight again, all right? Go.
All right, see you later, guys.
All right, 571, quickly, 571. We're running low on time here.
Hello,
571,
how you doing?
You're live. Hey, what's happening? Who am I speaking
with?
How
you doing? Tim Jones.
Tim, how are you? How are you? What's up, Tim?
I'm good. Yo, I was just going to say my thoughts on Errol Spence and Crawford fight. I think Crawford, after he gets his fight, he's going to retire. And why I say that is because he's not going to have any more dance partners because they all belong to PBC.
Yeah.
So I think
good
he's
point.
Just grabbing
he's right.
his money, and that's going to be a retirement.
Yeah, I think you're – you know what? I'll tell you what. I don't hate it. I mean, he is – what is he, 36, Speed?
Yeah,
I think
35,
he'll be 35
yeah.
soon.
He'll
be 30.
35, 36, that's, you know, listen, that's ancient for fighters now. It really is. I mean, anytime, and when you're in the 30, that mid-30 range, anything can happen. Your legs can go out at any time.
Turn of the corner.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
he's
so, awesome. Yeah, I just wanted to say that.
Who's the dance partners? Yeah, they're all PBC guys.
Yeah,
right.
That's right. Because we go to 154, he has no one. Unless he just continue to fight European fighters and just make money that way, or go overseas, Japan somewhere, and fight some guys like that and make a lot of money. He can't fight any legit fighters because he belongs to PBC.
Right.
Yeah,
I agree. All right, Tim, we're going to get running. Thank you so
all
much,
right,
man.
Thank you,
we
sir.
Appreciate it. All right, 760, you're live.
Hey, what's up? This is Don Chingasos. I'm here to put some
Chingasso,
recognition.
What's up?
I'm here to put some recognition on Angel Fierro because he gave us a good performance last night, spectacle. Not TKOing Cuevas with like a 15-punch combo, no clinches in that fight, just pure real boxing, a real war in there. And it was a good show.
You talking about Lana?
Fierro versus Cuevas last night. You didn't
watch it? Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, that's what
I had to rearrange my sock drawer.
Because I saw it, and it was a great, phenomenal fight. It ended up with a TKO. He landed like 15 straight punches on Cuevas. Cuevas, who was a good fighter from Puerto Rico over there in the East Coast, Puerto Rican fighter. And I'm also here to put some recognition on Lara because he did a good job scoring a TKO against San Martin, who had only been finished once. Yeah, but
the guy was 40.
Lara wanted to fight.
You
could have
went and dusted that guy off, man. Come on, let's be honest.
He's
40 years old
Wood.
Out there fighting.
He wanted to fight Wood, and they're backing out. They're pulling out of the – he pulled out of the fight twice already. I mean, is he supposed to stay inactive like Crawford, not fighting for 12 months and holding off a division like Crawford? Hell no. These guys are
but you can't tell me there was nobody available aside from some schlep 40-year-old, all right? I'm just saying.
I mean, he had only been finished once, and it was by Navarrete on the 12th round. So, I mean, it is what it is when Wolf
gets
pulls
finished
out
by breakfast
fight.
In the morning. Kidding me? The guy's on Geritol.
I mean,
he's 40.
That was a great fight right there. We had no clinching, no hugging, no making out in the middle of the ring like the fights that some of you guys like. Straight up action right there. TKO. Real fights right there. And anyways, speaking on Crawford, I don't know where they're getting the $10 million from. I don't buy it. I mean, besides money laundering or something. The whole situation is fishy, bro. And he's fighting a Venetian. Come on, bro. You criticize Lara for fighting San Martin, but you're not criticizing Crawford for fighting a Venetian. A dude who just pulled out of a fucking Virgil Ortiz fight. He's getting the leftovers, you know, like, I don't know. That's not a good fight for a guy that's supposed to be a pound-for-pound fighter, to be real with you. And he never fights. I don't really like to talk about fighters that only fight once a year against bums, but, I mean, Crawford is the topic right now, I guess.
There it is. Chingasso. Been heard.
But,
all right, we're going to get moving here, man. Go ahead.
I don't know where they're getting that $10 million from. I mean, that's all crazy to me, but hey.
That's going to be a spree of bank robberies in Nebraska that week.
I heard it's Warren Buffett's money.
Warren Buffett's money. I heard what they're going to do is buy a ton of lottery tickets and just hope for the best.
But yeah,
all right, Chingasso. Yeah, that's what they're going to do is buy a string of lottery tickets over there. All right, since we're on the subject of fights falling apart here, your boy, Beeb, and I've told you numerous times, you are responsible for this guy. Tyson Fury is going to face Derek Chisora again for the third time. Instead of Fury AJ, we are getting Fury versus Chisora. Frank Warren, though, has stated the event has already sold 50,000 tickets. How starved are British people for something to do in Britain? How starved in the UK are they for, like, action, for anything to happen over there? That this fight sold 50,000 tickets? Let me tell you about it. Fury won the first fight. It was not competitive, by the way. 117 to 112 twice and 118-111, unanimous decision for Fury. They gave Chisora three rounds. The other judge gave him two rounds, all right? The second fight, Fury and Chisora ended by 10th round TKO. He quit on a stool. Right? They retired on the second. They stopped the fight. I don't mean to say he quit. They stopped the fight. Steve, why are we seeing the third fight here? What are we doing here?
Can you defend this? I've lost the words. I don't know.
Yeah, and I'm assuming this is going to be on ESPN Plus for free. At least it's for free, I would assume, because nobody in America is paying for this nonsense. I'll tell you that. No more than they're going to pay for that Crawford fight. And I don't care that it's $49. It shouldn't be $49. It should be cheaper than that. I mean, even at $19, I'm not sure if I would spend money on this. It's awful. What are you doing? All right. On a brighter note, Beeb, did you see the trailer for Creed 3? Apparently it's scheduled to come out in March.
Yeah, it reminds me of the Rocky 5 movie almost.
It kind of does. With the guy coming back. Yeah, the guy coming back from jail or something like that. They were childhood friends, whatever. Yeah, Tony Bellew looks like Tony Bellew was in it, and it looks like maybe he's reprising his role as pretty Ricky Conlon. And then it looked like Canelo was in it also.
Melo's in it.
Yeah. I wonder if Andre Ward's going to be in it again.
Someone else is in it. Another fighter's in it, too. I forget who else was in it. A couple of fighters are in it. That'd be interesting.
I thought that guy, when I looked at him, he just looked British. You know who he reminded me of?
Benavidez is in it, too.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah. Saw him in it.
All right. Yeah, that guy looked British almost when I saw him on the poster, and then I saw him, and then but he's not, you know, but
I'm not sure if Sylvester Stallone's involved in this one at all.
No, I don't think he is. I think this is going to be the first movie without Rocky, without, you know, the Rocky character. I think he likes it. I think he kind of designed it that way because he gets a cut of all this. I mean, he gets a cut of this whole franchise.
Okay.
So, man. I mean, I don't think he cares if he's in it or not, you know.
Fair enough.
Let's see here. Josh Taylor will rematch Jack Catterall on February 4th. That is official. Let me tell you what, man. Josh Taylor must really want to fight this guy. And this is not a big name fight or anything like that, but he wants this guy bad.
Yeah.
How bad? He gave up everything. All of his titles. He was the undisputed. He gave up all of them except one. And now he's going to fight Jack Catterall. I want to see this, man.
This is a first for you. This is the first time you're getting really excited about a rematch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
This is going to be good, man. Because I thought, I thought Josh Taylor won that fight walking away last time. I thought that was easy to score, but a lot of people went the other way with it. But yeah.
I went with Catterall. I thought he edged it, but
a couple of people in the chat are saying San Martin is 31, not in his 40s. Cares. You're never going to hear his name again. Why did you even take the time to look at it? Who cares? Doesn't matter.
Please.
Yeah, go do your homework on San Martin. Oh, I forgot. Yeah. What I read, it said he was in his 40s. That's what I read.
Jesus,
take it up with that. Give me a break. Come on. Are you serious? He's 31. You're defending him. He was knocked out in 3 rounds. When are you going to watch this guy again? You're not. You're not even going to go back and watch the replay.
Please.
Stop it. Come on. Have some respect for yourselves. Come on. Don't do this to yourself. Manny Pacquiao is jumping on the gravy train. He's going to have an exhibition, Beeb, against some YouTuber. Not sure when it is. I just don't care. Beeb, what is this? What are we doing? Is this like the seniors tour of boxing now?
Supposedly he's donating his money to charity, unlike Floyd Mayweather, but we'll see. I mean,
if he does, he does. It doesn't surprise me. I mean, Manny, I'll tell you what, man. Like, I think that Manny is that guy that is probably going to go broke in his lifetime from giving so much money to people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, he's going to be that guy because from what I understand, he gives tons to just people out on the street that he sees. You know, I mean, this guy is, he's very charitable. I hope he watches it. I hope he keeps his money, at least some to live on. I hope he's not broke. You know, that kind of thing. But, I hope he watches it. I mean, he does amazing work. He wouldn't have to give, honestly, Pacquiao doesn't have to give any more to charity than he already has. He's set for life. I mean, he's done so much good in the Philippines and everything like that. And they're just people. I mean, he's just an amazing, amazing guy. He really is.
Good dude, Pacquiao.
I like Pacquiao a lot. I don't think he should fight again, but I like him.
Yeah.
Last but not least, Beeb, this is what I've been waiting for. I don't know about you. Deontay Wilder is now in the music business. He's released a new music video. I guess you can call it music. The song is called Every Time. A large portion of the video is just Wilder and his old lady rubbing up on each other. Beeb, have you seen this?
No, I can't bring myself to watch it.
Why?
I'm just cringy just thinking about it, to be honest with you.
You haven't even heard him spit bars.
Is that what he's doing? He's rapping?
Yeah, he's rapping.
I'm not going to comment on that.
Okay. Number 12, featherweight. This is from Fight News, guys, so don't shoot the messenger. Number 12, featherweight, Mauricio Lara, scored a third-round knockout over 40-year-old veteran Jose San Martin. I'll read that again for the people in the back. Scored a third round knockout over 40-year-old veteran Jose San Martin. I could get vulgar. I'm not going to because I'm a gentleman. I'm a gentleman. Don Ramon, I'm sorry. Chingasos, I'm sorry. So if you guys hung up on me real quick, we had to get to the news. I've got a time limit here. I cannot work past my contracted time. That's what a lot of people don't understand. Beeb Industries has been very good to me. And they've given me the contract 1 day a week. And let me tell you this, I am the highest paid at Beeb Industries, by the way. Highest by a long shot. Not even close. Not even a little bit close, but I'm just saying. So you're not down with this. You don't think he's I'll be honest with you. I've listened to Tupac. I've listened to Biggie. I think Wilder, quite honestly, better than both.
Jesus Christ.
Right? Right? Now listen.
I'm going to I'm gonna have to.
I'm not Barry Gordy here. I'm just saying that, you know, I think that he's better than both of those two. I mean, the way he's spinning these bars, Beeb, and I've heard you rap. Give me a sample. Give me a sample. I want to see who's better.
I'm a little tired tonight.
Come on.
I'm a little.
Wow, I've never seen the Beeb.
I'll have to pass on it tonight.
Wow. Wow.
In the afternoon, I'm a little better.
In the afternoon, you can rap better. That's funny because Wilder can rap morning, noon, and night.
That's what I hear.
Never thought I'd see Beeb just put the kibosh on his rap career. Makes me sad. Not going to talk about getting in the girls' pants. Nothing. Robin Banks chilling with his boys. Nothing. What's the matter with you? I don't. All right, guys, that'll do it for this edition of Ringside Reporter. As always, you can catch Joe Habib on Twitter at jhabib1 and find our YouTube channel at ringsidereporterlive.com. You can find me on Twitter at ringside73. Stay tuned, guys. We will see you next week, but we will have another show in the works, okay? So be on the lookout for that. It's going to be a good one, too, because even the streets is going to pay me extra. How about that? Huh? Extra. All right, guys, you guys have a good one. Be safe out there. Wear your Jimmy caps.